Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Jeremy Shea. This week on AK, science. High school students in Kodiak are doing college or maybe even PhD-level science. WorldBridge is a NASA-sponsored group that assigns Alaskan students to scientific research projects. At a recent competition in Italy, the group showed that their earthquake research could have a global impact. But that's only one project they're working on. They've also entered the world of nanoagriculture. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche has the story.
High school junior Anna McDonald sprays an organic fertilizer over a sad-looking patch of grass on a baseball field. The solution isn't a chemical, just a combination of microorganisms, sea kelp, and mineral electrolytes. Anna says microbes do all the work.
Like an earthworm just eats the toxic soil and digests it, and it comes out, and it's perfectly balanced, perfectly natural, just how the earth is made to function.
Anna and two other students look like exterminators or ghostbusters, carrying the fertilizer in plastic backpacks, which Anna says they bought off Amazon. The team has already treated eight other fields, and so far, Anna says the fertilizer seems to be working.
There was one area that was completely bare, and we treated it with this enzyme. And then we came back in 4 weeks to measure our data and get our results and see what had happened. And it had grown back completely. It was full and green, and it looked better than the surrounding area.
Anna and a handful of other students partnered with the fertilizer's company to spray a local golf course. Why this product? Well, Anna says, the company reached out to them, but also,
we were very interested in what we could do with it, and we wanted to see what it would do for ourselves instead of just reading about it in a paper.
Anna says she's especially interested in chemistry and the way it can be applied in real-world situations, which is why she loves nanoagriculture. While spraying the field, a young student recognizes her.
I am. Ron and I have gone to some middle school classes before to talk to kids about nanoag and also studying marine debris.
She means Ron Fortunato, the creator of WorldBridge, an Alaska STEM program that develops partners in business and industry and then creates real-world projects in school districts. Fortunato is based in New Jersey, but he worked on a project in Juneau School District, and the positive experience and interest in further collaborations from other people in the state led him to Alaska once again for WorldBridge. Fortunato says officials with the Kodiak Island School District jumped at the chance to get involved in WorldBridge. And this summer, a group of Kodiak high schoolers traveled to Como, Italy to present earthquake data at the Europa Challenge. It's a competition sponsored in part by NASA, along with other international organizations, and it usually only accepts university students or industry professionals. Fortunato says they made an exception for the group.
The researchers that were there, the universities, all the professionals who were there, they didn't talk to them like they were high school students. There was a full measure of respect and welcome into the community of that geospatial community, which is a big international group there. And it wasn't that they were looking at them as students. They were looking at their work.
The Kodiak team won that competition. With the help of NASA and other sponsors, WorldBridge's Kodiak students have a lot of resources at their fingertips. I dropped by their lab in the Alaska Department of Fish and Game building, and there's a 3D printer set up on one table and a drone on another. In other words, it's every science buff's fantasy. Anna gives me a tour.
This is the NanoAg bench. Since most of our work is done in the field, this is just kind of where we are able to sit at our computers and write up reports or decipher all of our data. And it's where we store our enzyme and then our other supplies.
And if you're wondering where WorldBridge is headed from here, well, it's all ongoing. And as another student, Senior Levi Purdy, explains, they're a team like any other research group.
Both the professionals and the students and the teachers, we're all learning above what we understand. We're all experimenting and testing hypotheses, and we're all trying to solve a problem.
Check the sources the next time you read a study online or a news article. You may be surprised by who collected that data. For AK, I'm Kayla DeRoche.
Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're hearing from Judy Donegan, who's lived in Palmer for 6 years.
Well, my son has lived here for a long time. He built a house for me and basically told me that as I got older, if he was going to have to take care of me, I was going to have to come here. Well, I had visited many times and I really liked it. He had a 6-month-old son at the time, and my thought was, I really want to try this. And the other part is that we live off the electrical grid. So I moved from the 17th floor of a downtown high-rise on Lake Michigan to a place off the grid off Buffalo Mine Road outside Palmer. And my thought was, we'll see. If I can do this, and if I can't, I'll just have to go back. But I wanted to try. What I would like people to know is that it's not that hard. It might be harder to move here if you move from, say, Florida. But when you move from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the weather isn't that much different. And the important thing is that if you have solar panels and a battery, living off the electrical grid is not that hard. I don't have a dishwasher, but I don't miss that. I don't miss anything but my hair dryer. It's 10 miles out of Palmer, but it is a neighborhood. So I have nearby neighbors who I like a lot. My son lives nearby. The difference is I can't walk half a block to a really good restaurant or walk 3 blocks to the symphony. And it surprises me as much as anyone that I'm okay with that. I grew up in a small town and couldn't wait to get out and get to the city. But now I'm very happy where I am.
Judy Donegan lives off the grid in Palmer. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to share your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Kayla DeRoche, Ann Hillman, Dave Waldron, and Annie Fite. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Jeremy Shea.